Yo, welcome back to another Process Podcast episode. This is Nick, and if you guys remember a couple of episodes ago, we discussed cannabis and how it can assist you in your focus and motivate you through the state you can experience by taking it, the state of mind that's can be really positive. And in fact, that's what I want to speak about today. Is I guess the follow-up to an earlier podcast would be the positive effect it can have. And for those especially who may have had an experience of anxiety after taking weed, this one's really for you. And I want to speak about a very specific experience I've been through. I mean, I guess it's safe to say I started consuming cannabis later and in an already, I guess, more so developed state of mind when I was in a positive mood. And yeah, so I started using it then, which made me enjoy the experience and value it very deeply, spiritually in a sense, as I was really figuring myself out in a great way. So that's how I got great experiences with weed, but it's not everybody who lives that. So lately, or I should say recently, I had an experience, and this is the example I should get to, with a friend who did not react too well with his consumption to weed. But to be safe, he was going through a lot in his personal life, and just learning a lot, and growing pains, essentially. He was just to generalize it, he has his depressive state, and he's just going through this experience right now, which is tough, and I can understand. But so when we had some weed together, he had a bad reaction, an anxious reaction. He immediately said he regretted doing this, and that's the time I took the occasion to kind of like walk him through my world, through my experience with cannabis and what it can do. So that's when I told him the story of how after consuming cannabis, I get in a really high perspective of the life I'm living. So it's like if I'm looking from way above over Earth, and I can zoom down on my tiny head and be like, this is where you are in the world right now. And I can retrace my steps into the past and where I've come and how much I've grown and appreciate that. So I can look back into my progress and get to appreciate it from a larger scale. I'm really visual with this, so I do really mean like as if you were in space and like kind of zooming in on planet Earth and then zooming in onto the North American continent, and then zooming in on my city and like the park I'm in. So it is very visual. And then to assist that visual experience, I mean, I just look around. We were in a park, so I was describing, man, just look up and look how beautiful this place is, looking up at the stars and looking out onto the water, just a really serene experience, a really chill time. And man, like, it's all about just realizing what's happening right now in front of you and what's how fortunate and grateful you should be for what you have, this life, this experience. Because we're all gonna die eventually, right? Of course, it's just a fact. So it really allows you to zone in and focus on right now what to be grateful for. So describing that, and again, pushing again that visual aspect, to close your eyes if you need and look at yourself from above and kind of take responsibility for who you are and what you want to do, what you want to be. That's where, yeah, that we can go in a whole different topic on how you can use cannabis to see what kind of person you want to become, to understand what you have to do in order to to get to where you want to be. And it's really a good tool to learn a lot about yourself. So again, that's a whole other topic. We'll definitely have to dive into that one because I'm already getting started. But yeah, if anybody has any questions about this or things you want to add, comments, experiences, don't be shy. I'm always interested in hearing about other people's lives and what's interesting to them. So anyway, logging out. You guys enjoy your process. Have a good one.